Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio, the best Christian rock and metal on the net. And welcome to Divine Aggression Radio. My name is Kelly Matthews. I'll be with you this hour playing the best Christian rock and metal on the net. I've got a stacked show for you guys today. Starting us off, we had Skillet. That's the title track from their brand new album, Dominion. Got a great classic segment coming up. And I've got some birthday wishes coming up later on after the classic segment. So you want to hang around for that. That's always a good time. And we're going to keep this party rolling along right now with Behold the Beloved. Now, I don't know if it's beloved or beloved. It feels better to say beloved for some reason in my silly, warped, twisted little brain. If somebody can tell me, number one, is it beloved? Or number two, is it beloved? So, number one, number two, camera one, camera two, camera one, Camera two, I'm going to play the song. I'm getting totally off track. Here's Behold the Beloved with Playing with Fire. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Selfish desires, and I'll drown out the fire.
That is Behold the Beloved, a song called Playing with Fire. Before that, we had the Mighty Mighty Skillet with the title track from their latest album, Dominion. And before that song, we also had me quoting some Wayne's World. And, you know, I did quote a line from that movie, I think, in the coolest way possible. When I was working a real job, I had gotten a Christmas bonus, and I did not tell my wife, and we were browsing at a Best Buy, and she was wanting a tablet, and we found the one she wanted, and I happened to have the my Christmas bonus on me, so I asked the guy helping us, I said, "Do you accept cash?" Cha-ching! Which, of course, I got from Wayne's World, and of course, my wife was like, "Where did you get that?" And I was all like, "It's a Christmas bonus." And she was all like, "Get on with the show because you're boring everybody." And I was like, "Yeah, that's a good idea." If you would like to get in contact with me, you can do so by finding me on Facebook, facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. That's facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. Pinned to the top of that page is the Divine Aggression Radio group. If you listen live on Tuesdays, that is the place to be. Even if you don't, come by and join the group. It's a great place to hang out, make requests, let me know what you like, what you don't like, all that good stuff. It's the Divine Aggression Radio Group on Facebook. There's always the email, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. That's divineaggressionradio@gmail.com, all lowercase, all one word, nothing weird. divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. You can also support the show by listening on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Just go to Google or wherever you search and put in Divine Aggression Radio Podcast. There should be a ton of places for you to stream or download the show. And you can also just ask your device. If you've got an iPhone or some sort of Alexa device, you can say, Alexa, play Divine Aggression Radio. And it should work. It should work. If you would like to purchase some merchandise, we've got a t-shirt and a hoodie for sale on storefrontier.com. So go to storefrontier.com and search for... Did I say Store Frontier? Yes, I did. Search for Divine Aggression on storefrontier.com, and we've got a t-shirt and a hoodie over there that we would love for you to purchase. I wish that was free, but it ain't. Gonna play a band. I have never played these guys before. They've got a new album coming out, and I'm going to play this for you because I heard it, I liked it. I'm going to bring it to you. The band is called Timeless Rage, and the song is called Warrior, right here on Divine Aggression Radio. that is buried above. And did anybody catch the female vocalist on that second verse? Anybody know who that is? That is Dawn from Fireflight. A very sweet lady. I saw Fireflight, oh my gosh, 14, 15 years ago. And I got to briefly talk to her. I met her after the show, and one of the things we spoke about was now my friend Josh Brown, because he did a duet with Fireflight on their first album. But I digress. But that is Buried Above, a song called Already Written. And that is, I'm kind of call them a Disciple band. I think one of the dudes who plays in Disciple produced that. And very, very cool. I don't know if it's Josiah or one of the other people. I can't remember, but it's really good stuff. Buried Above is the band. Before that, we had Timeless Rage, a song called Warrior. Time for our classic segment. We're going to go back and play some stuff from the early 90s and late 80s. We're going to start it off with some classic Bride. This is from the Kinetic Faith album. I love this song. I know Everybody Knows My Name and Troubled Times and Hired Gun was on Kinetic Faith, but I really, really love this song. It's called Young Love, and it's by Bride right here on Divine Aggression.
Young love, don't you cry. Young love, it's no lie.
Rage of Angels, wrapping up our classic segment, a song called Are You Ready for Thunder? And before that, we had a Holy Soldier from their self-titled debut album, When the Rain Comes Down. I don't believe I've ever played that song. In the 8 years that this show has existed, I've probably played every other song from their debut album, but I don't think I've ever played that one. Before that, starting off our classic segment, we had Bride from the album Kinetic Faith. The song is called Young Love. All right, we've got a special birthday today. If you're listening live, it is actually my brother from another mother. It is actually his birthday today. If you are listening not live, then it was his birthday this past Tuesday. I'm talking about my friend, Mr. Ken Morris. He is not only a friend, a brother in Christ, but a faithful listener and supporter of the show. I am forever indebted to my friend Ken Morris, and today is his birthday. He has a request. He wanted to hear the final chapter, a song called The Edge of Sadness. He actually made that request last week in an email, but somehow I overlooked it, and I played another song. So I'm going to make it up to him on his birthday. So happy birthday, Ken. I told my wife that I was doing a special birthday thing for one of the listeners, my buddy Ken Morris, and she said, you're not going to play that one song, the happy birthday, 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 birthday song, are you? And I thought for a moment, scratched my chin, made a sound, and I thought to myself, should I tell her? Yeah, I am.
voice inside my head. Sometimes they tell me I'm better off dead, but I know the truth, feel it in my chest. So I choose to live and I won't suggest. Falling apart, it feels like all of my thoughts taking over my heart. Yeah, they sink their teeth in, sink their teeth in. Yeah, they stop me breathing, stop me breathing. Sometimes I feel I've got nothing to give, but I know that my God gives me reason to live. Yeah, he's undefeated, undefeated. Yeah, he keeps me breathing, keeps me breathing.
That is Amongst Wolves, a song called Voices. And let me tell you what I appreciate about that song. Yeah, it's got some pop elements in it. But what I really appreciate is the straightforward lyrical content of that song. Because there's no beating around the bush when it comes to suicide. I know people in my personal life, I've had friends and co-workers who have taken their own life, and it just, it kills me inside. And a song like that, where it says there's nothing romantic and about suicide, if you believe that, it's a filthy lie. And it's so true. We read Romeo and Juliet or whatever the story may be, and they try to romanticize killing yourself, and it's just a bunch of junk. Because what suicide is, it is a permanent solution to temporary problems. And Jesus has already paid the price. He was the ultimate sacrifice. You don't have to kill yourself. Bring it to the cross. Cast your cares on him. Because he's already overcome death. through the cross and the grave and resurrection. So if you ever think about doing harm to yourself, just remember, somebody has already paid the price for you, and you do not have to do that. It is not worth it. Don't do anything, because I saw a dude on TikTok talking about, if you're a Christian and you kill yourself, you go to heaven. You know what? I don't get into that, and I'm not going to get into all the theology or whatever, but do not do anything to put a question mark on your eternal destination. Whenever it's time for me to lay this body down, I don't want there to be any question on where I'm at. So, all right, before Amongst Wolves Voices, we had a request, the final chapter, a song called The Edge of Sadness, going out to Mr. Ken Morris. Happy birthday, my friend, and I hope it's a wonderful day. He said he will either be listening to the show or he will be out on a birthday dinner. Either way, hey, it's a great night. And if you are out to dinner, I hope you eat something from me. All right, let's keep this party moving along. We're running out of time here. Going to play something from The Brave. It's called I've Always Wondered, right here on Divine Aggression. The Brave from the album Evie's Little Garden. That song is called I've Always Wondered. I got one more song before I get out of here. I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in. If you're listening live or if you're listening on your favorite podcast app or however you're listening, thank you so much. It is an honor for me to bring you this wonderful music and to proclaim the gospel of Christ to the entire planet. How awesome is that? It is truly a blessing and an honor for me. So thank you guys for tuning in. You guys bless me so much. I got one more song here. There is such a hook in this chorus. I mean, it will grab you by the face and drag you around your man cave or wherever you're at. And this is Zana, and the song is called I'm Sorry. I had a chance to interview the vocalist a few years ago. I've told that story before, and I didn't, like I always said, because I'm an idiot. But I'm going to play some Zana for you. It's called I'm Sorry. I will see you guys next time. Take care. God bless. Here we go.
Transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That was amazing. I mean, you, I can't, taking a, I'm buying you a pizza.